Another of my teachers was Dr. Alfred Hume in mathematics, a small, erect, gray-haired man, very quiet, very reserved. His wife called him Allie, and all the students called him Little Allie behind his back, but with an affectionate respect. I never knew another man to whom the word integrity could be more properly applied. His mind, his purpose, his heart, and his life constituted a single harmonious unity. He was a first-class teacher. It was not so much that he demanded perfection from you as that he expected it from you and brought out the best of what you were capable. No one on our campus has ever earned and retained such respect and affection from the student body as did Little Allie. Dr. Hume came to Ole Miss as a new professor in 1892, I think it was, the same year that my Uncle Dud came as a freshman pre-med student. Dr. Hume was one of those men who changed little in their characteristics during their life. Uncle Dud's description of him as a young man sounds just like the man I knew 25 or 30 years later. Uncle Dud loved to tell this story about Dr. Hume. Dr. Hume's favorite tactic was to walk into the classroom, take the roll, look over the class, and then say in a deep voice that would always surprise you coming from so small a man, "Well, young gentlemen, we will all go to the blackboard this morning." You went to the blackboard so often with Dr. Hume that at the beginning of the semester, you just wrote your name upon the corner of the board and left it there for the rest of the semester. One of my roommates, Buddy Corbett, not such a hot mathematician, told me that he had waked up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat from having dreamed that he heard Dr. Hume say, "Well, we will all go to the board this morning." By the end of the semester, Dr. Hume would have 25 or 30 daily grades on you, and it was a rare thing for your final examination or term average to differ from your daily average by as much as a letter grade. Uncle Dud was a poor boy working his way through school, trying to make grades good enough to get into Tulane Medical School, as he actually did. He tried to be systematic in his preparation, therefore. He had a roommate, Hardy Wilson from Hazelhurst, who came from a well-to-do family. While he was a good enough student, grades weren't that important to him. Besides, he had a good deal more social life than Uncle Dud did. It happened thus that when Dr. Hume sent the class to the board one day, Uncle Dud was prepared and Hardy Wilson was not. Uncle Dud finished his problem in good time and was about to sit down when his neighbor Wilson nudged him and whispered in a low voice, "Jones, Jones, help me with this blasted problem. I'm lost." Whereupon Uncle Dud stepped back, frowned, scratched his head, erased the last few lines of his problem, carefully scribbled a few notes to show Wilson where his trouble lay. He erased those lines, frowned again, doodled a little more, then replaced the correct solution to his own problem and sat down. Dr. Hume was meticulous in giving you a grade for every piece of work you did for him. He was also, incidentally, the soul of courtesy. In dealing with students, I never knew him to chew a student out for bad work or to embarrass him in any way. So this day he walked silently around the blackboard, as was his custom, examined each problem carefully, made a note here and there where it was called for, entered a grade in his roll book, and walked on. Coming to Wilson's problem, he examined it in silence, made a note in his book, and then said out loud, "Mr. Wilson, I'll give you a zero." Now, Wilson may not have been prepared for the day's problem, but he's nobody's fool. He knew what Dr. Hume was talking about. He thought the best thing he could do was to keep quiet, and that's exactly what he did. Coming to the next problem, Uncle Dud's, Dr. Hume examined it in silence, made a note in his roll book, and then said out loud, "Mr. Jones, I'll give you a zero, too." Now, grades being more important to Uncle Dud, he thought a little protest wouldn't do much harm, might do a little bit of good, so he protested. But Dr. Hume, he said, I thought my solution was correct. Uncle Dud says Dr. Hume didn't move a muscle in his face. He didn't smile. He didn't frown. He didn't alter the even intonation of his deep voice. He merely said, It is, Mr. Jones, but I would say that we have here, on the one hand, a case of dire necessity, and on the other, a case of undue generosity. I will give you both a zero. Uncle Dud used to tell this story and laugh uproariously, adding, You can say what you please about the values of a permissive society, but that taught me a lesson. I let Wilson work his own problems at the blackboard from that time on.